Hello and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and the founder of Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet tea company, as well as Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant. So, I have not made any podcasts in a while. I had all intentions to do it while I was in the UK. But that was a busy 4 months of me being over there. I enjoyed every minute of the culture, the environment, the people, just the way they are more relaxed and in tune with personal approaches towards people. And it made me, a lot of times I would sit there and I would think, man, could I live here? And a few times I said I could live there, but I'm a mama's girl. I was a daddy's and mama girl, but my father passed away in 2021 on my birthday. But I would love to move there if my mother would come with me, and I know she wouldn't. So visiting will be another thing, because I do have plans to go back. A couple of friends that I met there, I told them I will come back next year to visit them. So it's this year, because I was there last year. So I will be going back to the United Kingdom this year sometime, just for a visit to some of the people that I met while I was over there. A lot of wonderful women, a lot of wonderful guys, but the ladies that I met, I really want to keep in contact with them. When I think about, you know, life in general in the United States and stateside, a lot of aggressiveness, a lot of tension, and a lot of uncertainty runs really, really deep. And when I say that, a lot of people are uncertain what they want. So while I was in the UK, I noticed, you know, it's very family oriented. One of the gentlemen at the job, he prefers to work on the weekend. How odd is that? Most people only want to work weekdays and have all their weekends off. So I said, oh, you don't like your weekends off? He says, I can't get anything done really that needs to be done during the weekdays. If I'm off on the weekend, if I'm working and I'm only off on the weekends. And he said, family wise, we handle all of our things during the weekdays, and our weekends are mainly used to just rest and relax. So I'd rather work my weekends, and then I could be more family involved if I'm at work only on the weekends. And that really dawned on me. We don't look at it that way. He was telling me he gets to go to his grandkids' school functions and, you know, things of that nature because he's only working the weekends. And I think that is a great way to look at it, especially if all of the activities and the events are during the week and you just need to have the weekend off, which is amazing. Because on the weekends, what do we normally do? We hold all the school events and stuff, but when do we have downtime to like relax and just do nothing and just veg out? We don't, because we always have something. We work during the week, so we schedule everything on the weekends. And then next thing you know, the week is starting all over and we don't have time. So that's something that I have started to kind of adapt into my everyday life since I got back. You know, it's like, okay, when do I have downtime? Because if you all know me, I am always on the go. But I have learned to now just say, breathe, relax. Everything doesn't have to be done right now. And it feels so great. It's a level of peace that you would not believe how wonderful it feels. So that was, you know, and I'm going to do a couple of more updates on the UK. I just really loved it. I love to walk around in the UK. I did all my grocery shopping. I get my my bags, my recyclable bags. They're very big on recyclable bags over there, just like California, and I think it was parts of Pennsylvania I worked in that was the same way. But I get my bag, I park my car, and yes, I was driving over there. Oh my God, was it interesting. But I would park my car at the hotel, and then I would, you know, put on some comfortable shoes, take off my work stuff, and I would walk to the grocery store. And what helped is I wasn't overspending or overbuying, because I gotta walk back with all these items, and I don't want to lug too many bags, because I wouldn't have been able to carry them back. One, two, it would have been very uncomfortable. So I would just grab a few little things so that my bag is still comfortable and I can walk back to my room, walk up the stairs, put my groceries up, and start my evening or what have you. So I really enjoyed, you know, all of those adventures there. I enjoyed taking the train down to London and staying the night in London, and the next day doing a little sightseeing, seeing the Westminster Abbey, seeing Big Ben clock. That building is breathtaking. When I say breathtaking, had I had someone with me, I would have liked to go. I would have liked to go out and visit it at nighttime, but I was by myself as a female in a foreign country, and I just, not saying I didn't feel safe, but for safety reasons, I only went during the day, and the building glows. So I could just imagine what that building looks like at night. It is simply amazing and beautiful. The Winston Churchill displays outside of that area, surrounding the area of the where Big Ben's clock is and everything. So it was really nice to see that the castle at the Westminster Abbey. It's weird because it's hollow, so the outside is the shell and I guess their quarters, but then when you walk through, it's just a shallow, it's like a hollow big area just open. So it's really neat. Some of, you know, everything is kind of medieval style, so it's very neat to see that the houses are the same. I was living in the country area of the United Kingdom, so it wasn't as busy as London, but I did also get to go see Lincoln Castle, which again, I did not expect the castle to be hollow in the inside. So when you walk in the big middle part, there's nothing there, it's just grounds, and people would picnic out there and everything. So I guess that was like their battlegrounds where they would train and do different things. And then along the thin wall, it wasn't super wide, is where the quarters were, and inside the Lincoln Castle is a jail. One side is female, one side is male. I got to tour that. I got to see the cells and how they lived, and listen to some of the stories, and it was just amazing to see that. But the weather was bad that day, so I didn't stay long, but I did get to go see the Magna Carta. So I got to see one of the original Magna Cartas, which is at the Lincoln Castle. And if you know, the Magna Carta is basically what helped write the constitutions and amendments in the different states, not just the UK, but the United States Constitution has part of the laws of the Magna Carta in it. And if you listen to hip hop music, Jay-Z talks about the Magna Carta. So I did buy me a couple of replicas of the Magna Carta for my grandbabies so that they can have something, as well as the King and Queen family tree and a couple of other historical things from the United Kingdom when I got to tour the Lincoln Castle. When I was in London, I got to spend hours. I think I was in that building at least 5 hours at the United Grand Lodge of England. That's one building I have always said I wanted to see. I got to see it. I went in. I just enjoyed it. I was mesmerized with the architect of the building. Many of you don't know, but architectural stuff is like a thing for me. I am really into buildings and the structures and all of that. And I did work in construction in the plans department and blueprints and stuff. My grandfather showed me how to read and draw blueprints. So that's something that I have that's like a hidden talent, I guess you could say. But I love buildings that are from within the ground, meaning that they build out from the ground. And a lot of that from in that area was like that. So, and then I did a little bit of shopping. And then the next morning I was on my train ride back to the area that I was staying in. So, yeah, it was really nice staying in the United Kingdom for almost 4 months. So, yeah. So now to fast forward and let's talk about life. Just life in general. Closing out 2023 was like just amazing for me. I went on a journey once I got diagnosed with diabetes in 2022. November 2022, I was diagnosed with diabetes. My doctor put me on medication, but I decided that I wanted to change me and my life. And I went on a clean, low carb, high protein, little to no sugar, only drink water or my flavored water packs or skinny mix syrups or what have you, and that's it. So for 1 year, I still now I'm the same way. I dedicated myself to this clean lifestyle of how I eat. Even when I got to the UK, it was the same thing. I stayed dedicated. I am very like, it's like I'm hooked on the way that I eat now. I'm looking at stuff when I go to the stores, making sure that I'm not getting stuff that's high in sugar or too high in carbs, because I do still eat carbs. But 3 weeks shy of being my 1 year anniversary of being diagnosed and put on medication for diabetes, I lost a total of 182 pounds, 3 weeks shy of a year. And that didn't come from just the medication. You know, a lot of people talk bad about GLP medication. And yes, a lot of people use it for just weight loss. And people think that that's the only way, that's the only thing it's good for. I needed it more so for my A1C. My A1C was 15 when I got diagnosed November the 16th. In a month time, my A1C went down to, I think it was 6.9 in a month. And then when I went for my annual, my year checkup last year, and I ended up doing it in December because I got home too late to do it for November. But when I did it early part of, the end of December, end of November, I went and I had it done, my blood work done for my year update. And my A1C is down to 4.6, which isn't even pre-diabetic. And my glucose went from 479 in 2022, my glucose was 479. Today, my glucose is running around 80. That's not pre-diabetic. That is normal. It took me 3 weeks shy. Well, actually, I feel I reversed it way before then. But at my anniversary, I was back to normal with no issues, which is amazing, which is like, wow, you did it. Yes, the medication was a tool. I use my medicine as a tool. I have been off of medication completely for 8 weeks. My glucose is still low, in the range of not even pre-diabetic. I am still losing weight, but at a smaller amount, and I still feel amazing. So, you know, people say, oh, well, she took that shot to lose weight. I took that shot to get my diabetes under control. I changed my habits, my lifestyle to lose the weight. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't drink sodas. I haven't had any juice in over a year. So I eat very, very healthy now, like very healthy. When I want something sweet, I make a pudding. I make a protein pudding, or I make some type of protein dessert, and I am good to go. So don't let anyone tell you that the medicine is a bad route. It is a good route when you need it to improve your health, whether it's obesity or what have you. But I take Mounjaro, and I take Mounjaro for diabetes. I was taking Mounjaro for diabetes, but I am almost 2 months away without being on it, and I still feel great. My numbers are still good. I am doing good. When I check my blood every morning, my resting blood is anywhere between, it's been like 90 or less, which is great. And it's still not pre-diabetic, so that's even better. So my goal is to stay on the path of what I'm on and just keep doing what I'm doing. It comes natural now, and I don't even worry about it. I just do me, and I keep going. And that's what a lot of people have to realize. You got to do you and not try to do what Takresha is doing, but use me as a tool to build your success and what you need in life, because what worked for me may not work for you. You may not be as dedicated as I was to, as I am, to work out at least 30 minutes every day. I get at least 30 minutes of workout in every single day, whether it's just a quick little walk around the room or up and down, or something off of YouTube, or some type of stretching or something. I have to get some type of movement in. It's second nature now for me, and it could be second nature for you as well once you find what you need your second nature to be. Your second nature isn't going to be my second nature. It has to be what you need it to be. So that is my health update. I am so, y'all just don't know. I am so excited to have lost, and I'm down way less than, way more than 182 pounds now. I think last time I checked, I was like right at almost 190 pounds down. So I got another goal that I'm working on. I gave myself 90 days. I entered a 8-week challenge that ends in March. The first day of the challenge started today. There is cash prizes, but my biggest prize is to just have some form of transformation between those 8 weeks. So I will keep you all posted on that. It is just amazing. So, all right, into the lounge we go. So in this lounge tonight, I am going to talk about dating. In this new age, I'm 50 now. I turned 50 while I was in the United Kingdom. In September the 2nd, I was in the UK working, and I turned 50. And what I have noticed, this new dating thing is so weird. So what I'm experiencing a lot, and I don't know why this is a thing, but these men are really, and I'm going to give you a little pre-disclosure. I curse, so you might not like it. So if you don't like cursing or you know, adult conversations, then this podcast really wouldn't be for you. So back to what I was saying. These men, because I can only talk about men because I don't date women. I'm not interested in dating a woman. So please, men, if you're listening, do not take this as she's only bashing men, because I'm only bashing what I'm dealing with. So what I have noticed, I reactivated my Facebook dating. Maybe that's just not the place. So if you know a place, you can comment underneath this video and I'll see that comment and I can interact with you or what have you. But I went back on Facebook dating. So I met a guy the beginning of 23. So New Year's, I had a date. I went on a date with a guy. Thought he was going to be all right. He was a bomb. He was horrible. It was just sad. He was only good with one thing, and sexual, that was it. But other than that, it was just really weird. Very weird individual. But anyways, I decided to reactivate my Facebook dating. And I had a couple of guys that have reached out to me or whatever. But the first conversation is, when are you coming to see me? I'm not. Well, I want you to come see me. And one, oh my God. So recently, one guy, I was working in Florida a little bit when I came back from the UK. I had to go down Florida for to Bartow area to work a project down there. And I met this guy at, literally, he messaged me just like, I'm going to say right now, it's 8. It's 9:14. He messaged me and he was like, yeah, you know, I drive trucks, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, you know. And then he was like, yeah, I'm down here in Miami. So I don't know if he thought I was in Miami, but my profile says Orlando. But okay, I'm going to let you keep talking. So he was like, I'm not really quite in Orlando, in Miami. I'm in such, he told me the town he was in, and I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, yeah, you know, I would like to get to know you. And I was like, okay. So I'm listening. And then he says, he asked me something, and I said, but where are you? And he said, he gave me this address, and I said, what is that? He was like, that's where I'm at. Come up here and chill with me. I was like, come chill with you. I don't know you. Like, how am I going to come chill with you? I don't know you. I'm kind of lonely tonight. I would like you to come chill with me, sir. Are you crazy? So instantly blocked. And I also blocked him on the dating app. And then I had another guy. These guys are weird. Reach out to me, and he's telling me all of his, you know, things and everything about him and stuff. And then he says, well, I don't have a car, so if you come see me, or I could catch the bus up there. And I'm like, the bus? Sir, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm sorry. You have no means of transportation. You could even say, I'm going to go rent a car, but you're saying you're going to catch Greyhound. I'm going to need you to save your coins and do better. So that was another one off. And then recently, I just met someone else on there around the same time I met these other guys. And, you know, I don't understand men. So if you are with someone, and if women are doing this, this goes for you also. If you are in a relationship with someone and y'all are on rocky terms, and y'all just broke up, just say, tonight, and you upset, why the hell are you on the dating site so fast trying to pick up the next person, knowing that you're not over that person, knowing that there's a possibility you're going to try and work it out with that person, and you're telling the other person you have this interest in them, and then you vanish, then you come back. Then you vanish. Then you come back. It's like this roller coaster that you all think that everybody wants to ride. I don't like roller coasters. So if I don't like roller coasters for the ride, I'm not going to get on your mental roller coaster and ride with you either. So needless to say, I just think it's Facebook dating. Because I've seen some people say they had success on Facebook dating. But what I'm noticing is the characteristics of a lot of the guys that are on there is garbage. I mean, you're not trying to get to know anybody. I met one guy and we exchanged numbers. And when I say he was texting and calling me so much, the day that he met me, he was like, well, one day I would like to take you out during the daytime. So, you know, you're comfortable, whatever. So I was like, okay, he seemed to be okay. And then within a couple of hours, he's like, well, I'm going to the Anvets tonight. Come to the Anvets so we can hang out. I'm like, I'm not coming to the Anvets, sir. I'm not coming to the Anvets to hang out with you. It's nighttime. I don't know you. I'm just not going to do it. And he constantly just kept texting and calling and texting. Well, not so much calling, but just texting, texting, texting. And I'm like, do you have a job? Because you just text and text all day. And it's simple stuff like, how you doing? And then I say, I'm doing okay. How are you? I'm doing fine. How you doing? Sir, you just asked me how I'm doing. Like, do you guys not have a way of communications? So back to the guy who likes to play the game that he's not with someone. Your movements and your actions speak very loud and clear. I don't know if a lot of you have made these guys think that we're slow as women, because we're not slow. We know when something's not right. One, you always whispering on the phone. Two, you always, like, everything seems to be so secretive. You could be talking to me and instantly you'll say, "Oh, I'm gonna call you right back. Sure, I know you will." So those type of people, I don't want anything to do with. And I don't know why males think that all females are just that clueless. You know, it's really sad. So I am considering checking out Hinge or the Black, or what was the other one someone told me? Hinge, Black, and Match. So they told me to check those out. I'm probably going to put my profile up this week, and I'm going to see if it's better over there. If not, then I'm just not going to worry about it. I just want to have fun, and I would love to date seriously, but at this rate, it's just finding someone to chill with from time to time and call it a day, because the level of compatibility has been slim to none. I'm just not that type of person that's just gonna roll with the flow because somebody's trying to talk to me. In one of the Facebook groups, this guy made a comment, a post, and he said, "Women need to start learning that they need to lower their standards. Number one, I'm not gonna lower my standards. Number two, you don't even understand the difference between standards, wants, needs, and preference. All of us should have those. And standards is one thing. You can't lower your standards, because lowering your standards will lead you to where I was, possibly. Almost losing your life and fighting to survive because you're in a domestic violence relationship. And that's how I ended up fighting for my life, because I lowered my standards. There was no reason why that person should have even had access to me. But because I lowered my standards, because I wanted a relationship, I almost lost my life. So I don't recommend any of you lowering your standards for a relationship. If anything, apply more pressure and stand on what you want. If he can't match that, why are you settling? We're not settling in 2024. We're just gonna move on. It's on our own terms. So I am going to end this, and I think in the evening I will give you guys an update on my journey, and what all is going on with me and everything. But again, in the comments, if you don't mind, if you will just tell me some where are you guys, like, which dating site are you using that you have had success on? That would be great. I would love to hear. So until later, I will talk to you guys later. Good night.